NPR's Michelle Norris is with us. She was the longtime host of NPR's All Things Considered. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Steve.
And her projects now include something called the Race Card Project, which she is going to share occasionally with us. What is it?
It's essentially a place where people tell their stories about race and cultural identity in only six words.
Six words.
Six words. And it's amazing how much people pack into just six words.
Why not five? Why not seven?
Well, because, you know, it was a popular, this idea of telling a story in six words is a popular idea. There's six-word memoirs, there's six-word sports, six-word cities. And there is this urban legend that Ernest Hemingway threw down the gauntlet and challenged other writers to tell an interesting story and said if you were a writer worth your salt, you could do it in only six words. And his six words, to prove his point, were baby shoes for sale, never worn.
So now you're encouraging people, the race card in effect is writing this down on a card, I suppose, encouraging people to write in six words about an incredibly complicated topic that's really scary for a lot of people to address.
And people do it sometimes on the actual race cards, on the postcards. They submit them via Twitter. They do it through the website. And what you see is a broad range of emotions. You see guilt. You see anger. You see people using humor to deal with a difficult subject. You see people going down memory lane and talking about that thing that they just can't get over. And what you see overall is a lot of candor. People expressing in six words the kinds of things that you don't generally hear in public or polite conversation that, Steve, you frankly don't hear in a studio like this. And I'll give you a few examples. And these are all examples that are taken right from the project. Reason I ended a sweet relationship. She's nothing but poor white trash. Grandma sent $100 when we broke up. Interesting, because you wonder, was it a reward or was it consolation? Angry black men are so scary. Not all Mexicans can do landscaping. And these, for the most part, are not sent in anonymously. People sign their names, knowing that that other people will see their expressions, but also knowing that they are contributing to an open and honest conversation about a difficult subject.
Some of these things are excruciating just to hear. Not all Mexicans can do landscaping. You can hear the wounded person behind those words. And what we're going to do here occasionally is dig behind six specific words. So which six are you going to start us with?
Well, I'm going to start with six words that were sent in by a woman named Jessica Hong. She's 29. She now lives in New Orleans. She's originally from Seattle. She is a Korean American. And she talks about something that we hear a lot about in the Race Card Project, an offhand comment, a simple question that is not so simple to the people who hear this. Where are you really from? And when she hears a question like that, it's more than a simple question. To her, it's loaded. It's this idea that people are not really asking a question, but challenging whether she's really American.
My name is Jessica Hong, and these are my six words. Ask who I am, not what.
Ask who I am, not what.
And when Jessica is asked this question, she often will say, well, I'm from Seattle, or I now live in New Orleans. But that doesn't get to the question. And then people often follow that up. No, where are you really from? And when she explains that her family is from Korea, well, I could explain, but maybe she should.
It's like people needed to figure out that I was Korean so that they could put me in their Korean box. And I knew that there was a box because any time that I told them that I was Korean, everything else that was in that box came spilling out.
What comes spilling out? What do they say to you?
You know, when I was in elementary school, my favorite friend, my best friend was Sarah Kim. We hang out every day. I hear about everybody's Korean best friend from childhood. Oh, you know, I tried kimchi once and I don't know if I liked it. Or I think really the most jarring, the most stirring one was I would have older gentlemen say, oh, I saved your country.
They were talking about the Korean War.
I couldn't quite say thank you. I mean, it was... It put me in this really horribly awkward position.
For Jessica, when you talk to her, she makes an interesting observation about this question and generally about race.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, she's not saying that someone is trying to take away her rights.
Yeah.
This is not, you know, a stand in the schoolhouse door or something like that, or
yeah.
You know, telling her she can't live in a certain place. It's more like a paper cut. It's of that variety. And yet, we all know that paper cuts sometimes stink.
that's not like the mean kind of racism that we think of when we think of racism. Yes, it's not, you know, blatantly mean or rude or hateful, but it's still, it adds up. It's like adding pebbles into a backpack. Eventually your backpack is 20 pounds, you know?
That's Jessica Hong, who spoke with our colleague Michelle Norris after sending a submission to the Race Card Project. And, of course, the way you ask a question can make such a difference. I'm thinking about the old saying that if you're talking to someone who's grieving, don't ask how you're feeling, because that's kind of obvious. Ask, how are you doing? Which is something that people can actually answer. If you're meeting someone for the first time and you are interested in their racial and ethnic background, is there a proper way to ask about it that makes it comfortable for everyone involved?
Well, since we're telling Jessica's story, perhaps we should hear from her. She suggests that maybe it's not just the first thing you ask.
I think so long as your intention is to really know a person and the whole of who they are, you will learn that. I think maybe just ease up on knowing it right away. Maybe check your anxiety a little bit. You know, why is it that you feel like you need to know right away?
That's Jessica Hong, who spoke with our colleague Michelle Norris, who is the curator, among other things, of the Race Card Project, which we will be hearing from occasionally here on Morning Edition. There is more of Michelle's conversation with Jessica at NPR.org, where you can also find someone who's on the other side of that conversation, Michelle.
Yes, we hear from Charlie Sullivan. He's a historian and a coach at the University of Michigan. He's white, and as the son of diplomats, he spent a lot of his childhood living overseas in the Philippines, in Indonesia, and in Sierra Leone. And when his family returned to live not far from here in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., he had what he describes as an unforgettable encounter at a middle school. He saw two Asian students at his middle school, and that formed the basis of his race card essay.
My name is Charlie Sullivan, and these are my six words. Where are you from? No answer. I asked that question once, and the answer I did get gave me a lot to think about.
Okay, and if you go to NPR.org, you find a lot to read about there. Michelle Norris, thanks very much.
Always good to be with you.
Talk to you again soon. By the way, in about 2 years, the Race Card Project has accumulated about 20,000 six-word essays.